And welcome back. I'm Darren Kaster. This is The Green Majority. You can find us online at greenmajority.ca. Usually, however, as I mentioned the past few weeks, we're still having an issue with our website, but stay tuned. We are working on it as quickly as we can. We are, in the meantime, still putting lots of content on our Twitter feed, which is at Green Majority, where you can get links to all sorts of environment stories that we consider for both Canadian and international for our headlines every week, far more than we actually do on the show, so it's a really good way to stay up to date. Also, stay tuned for our stay tuned. It's been around for quite some time, and please continue to enjoy our Facebook fan page. I like to put lots of silly pictures and fun things up there as well, so you'll want to take part in. There's always an interesting discussion taking place on the Facebook page as well. We're also broadcasting on at least 17 campus and community stations in cities across the country, from Vancouver, BC to St. John's, Newfoundland. You can listen live nationwide as well on channel 826 of the Shaw Direct Satellite Network, or channel 946 of the Rogers Digital Channel platform. You can also send us an email. If you want, you can ask me a question, suggest a news topic, anything you'd like. You might even just say hi or send us an email to say what a good job Leo or Rose are doing. Anything is appreciated. Anything is appreciated. You can even say that you don't like the show. That's fine. I'd prefer you didn't. But if you really feel like you need to, perhaps add some constructive criticism in there would be better than nothing. We're going to go now to our second interview for the day, and that's going to be Warren Price, Executive Vice President of South Street Burger Company and New York Fries. How are you doing today, Warren?
Very well. Thank you, Darren.
Thanks for taking the time to join to us today. I'll just kind of give a little bit of backstory because it seems like a bit of an odd interview for us. But I was in one of your stores the other day and I did notice, you see a lot of green stuff these days, and we've covered many, many times topics of like greenwashing and how popular the idea of environmentalism. But it really caught my eye. It really did seem when I walked into your store, there was a big plaque on really nice looking a really nice looking plaque with like lighting on it, and it was right when you walk in the door, this big huge sign saying about how the store was at least partially powered by Bullfrog and Bullfrog Power, and how they had and not only that saying that they had, but there was some detail about like what that actually meant, and providing some information, and there were some other environmental initiatives there as well. So perhaps we could just start, if you want to outline a few of those ideas, just tell us exactly what it is that your company is doing with sustainability.
Well, we're a long way from perfect. And we do things to try to make us feel good about the business or better about how we do business. Bullfrog is a big part of that. It's something that we can do. We can't avoid energy consumption. We can try and use it smartly, but obviously we're going to consume some energy, so we can give back in that way. But we make a lot of other steps, too. We are very proud of all but three of our restaurants have heat recovery exhaust systems. Kitchens obviously put out a lot of heat from the cooking equipment. Typically, that's just exhausted into the outside air. We have heat recovery systems on all but three of the restaurants that allow us to recapture that heat and warm the buildings in the cooling season. And because we're Canadian, that happens to be longer than the air conditioning season. We use air-cooled ice machines instead of water-cooled. They cost a little bit more than the water-cooled machine does, but it means that we're taking, again, not using something that's cheap in Canada, water, to cool the machine effectively, but paying a little bit more to get a machine that isn't wasting water that way. There's other initiatives that we do in terms of the stores, whether it's a low-flow toilet. We're proud of putting in LED bulbs into all of our stores. 80% of our lamps are lit with LEDs, and that's brought down our energy use in electrical terms considerably. One of our restaurants has a solar water heating system on the roof, and we carry it through to other aspects of the business. We buy all of our beef from one ranch in Alberta. It's grown without the use of hormones and antibiotics, but we're particularly proud of that farm. They reuse the bio waste from the herd to make energy. In fact, they power nearly half of the community closest to them. And are smart in the way that they use water to prevent runoff as they are looking after the herd. We use Canadian potatoes in almost all of our stores, almost all of the time. Most of them come from a family farm in New Brunswick. We use Ontario chicken. We try to make the choices that are similar to choices that we might make at home in making the right decisions to help our families along and walk with a somewhat gentler footprint.
So there's a couple kind of big key issues here that I really wanted to ask you about that I was curious about. One of them was from a bottom line perspective. I mean, there's several things there where you're saying you've purchased or decided to invest in a slightly more expensive technology because of its environmental impact. And then there's other ones like energy conservation that have kind of a net positive for your business, which is saving energy, which reduces cost.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested, I mean, obviously you're probably not going to have numbers sitting there right there in front of you, but in an abstract sort of sense, do you feel like overall that there's a net gain or a net loss for your bottom line from doing these initiatives when you combine them all together?
If you take out the feel-good aspect of doing the business this way, it probably comes at something of a cost.
Mm-hmm.
In a typical restaurant, we might have 200 bulbs. If we convert those 200 lamps to LEDs at $50 a bulb, then we've got a $10,000 light bulb cost the day we open the store. And if we're in traditional halogens or incandescents, we'd probably have a cost of under $1,000.
Wow.
And so that upfront cost is significant and can't be ignored. It does pay back. We do know we use less energy, but it takes a considerable investment to get you to the point where you're saving that energy, realizing that cost, and it's going to take a number of years to pay back. The heat recovery exhaust systems come at a nasty premium as well. They do bring our heating costs down. We can measure that. We're aware of it. We know that it's better in terms of carbon footprint, but it's about a 7-year payback. And by the time a restaurant's 7 years old, you're probably renovating the whole thing anyways. So it's not necessarily an economic benefit to the company, at least in terms of direct cost and expenses.
And I'd imagine in this sort of a case too. I mean, we're talking about. You guys are a corporation. You have stores all over the country, and I'm sure you're in the U.S. as well. And I'm not sure if you're outside of the U.S. and Canada. But I mean, this is something where I mean, you guys have some capital to sit on here, and you kind of have more, I guess, business assurity that your stores are going to be there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
This is definitely something where it's been easier, I guess, in an abstract sense, for you guys to come around to do this sort of project rather than someone perhaps opening a local family business.
I think that's true. If I may, we are a Canadian company based here in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
New York Fries has stores all the way across the country. South Street Burger Company has locations in Alberta and Ontario. And we did open our first international South Street last week in Dubai. That notwithstanding, you're right. The investment is something that is easier for us to take on than it would be for a mom-and-pop operator. And that's unfortunate because we might share the same motivations, but it would be difficult for them to take on the additional expense and the additional investment to run the business the way that we might all agree would be the better way to do it.
All right. So let's talk about your customers for a second. That's kind of the other aspect that I was really interested in speaking to you about today, which is that, I mean, as I said before, there's green this and green that and sustainability everywhere you look now. People have to be, you know, beware of greenwashing and all sorts of people that maybe are less moral about the whole idea and are just looking to kind of make a buck off people who are interested in mm-hmm. the environment. But the one thing that really that caught my eye and why I called you guys and rather than the other 400 times that I've seen someone saying that they use Bullfrog Power, was that it really, you know, it wasn't an end note at the side of the bill. I mean, you really, like as I said at the beginning of the interview, there's a gigantic plaque when you walk in the door. It's really front and center. So clearly, I mean, aside from the feel-good aspect of it, from a business point of view, clearly you've banked on this being something that your customers are going to appreciate, which is something that's always an interesting conversation here in Canada because there's, you know, this idea of environmental Canadianism has been mentioned several times as being kind of a mile wide and an inch deep, which, you know, and so I'm just like, am I misreading it to say that you're confident that Canadian customers really do care about these issues?
Yes, we believe that to be true. We do it because we think it's the right choice for the business. It makes us and the people who work in our restaurants feel better about it. But one of my children actually works in one of our restaurants, and he says that the customers who may ask him about Bullfrog, it's a good example, they may not understand what it is. If he gets to explain it to someone, they go, oh, that's really interesting, I like that, good choice. It does motivate them. It's not going to bring you into anybody's business unless the product you're buying is good. So in our case, the food has to taste great.
Absolutely. Well, I'm afraid actually that is actually all the time we have for today, but I really do appreciate you joining us. Again, that was Warren Price, the Executive Vice President for So Street Burger Company and New York Fries. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thanks, Darren. Been fun.
All right. Have a great day.
Take care.
We're going to have another quick music break, and Liam O'Doherty, our friend from Taking It Global, is going to jump on the line and tell us a little bit about one of the projects they've got coming up. So stay tuned for this quick music break, and we'll be right back to wrap up the program.